Welcome to the Two Dogs Howling Under One Moon podcast. I'm Brutus.
And I'm Cletus.
Welcome to the first episode of Brutus Thoughts. This is a mini episode of the Two Dogs Howling Under One Moon podcast. As always, I'm Brutus. Gonna try and do these mini episodes, giving you guys some of my thoughts. Sometimes we're gonna try and slip in a security tip of the day. Some were just gonna be random rabbit holes that I decided to pour down through. The other thing is you know, we're currently living in some very interesting times, so we have now all the time in the world to crank out as much content as we can for you guys. We do have some previously recorded episodes, just to guys kind of give you guys a heads up. So there's at least one full episode that we're still trying to work on. I think we're having some serious tech difficulties. So if anybody has the technical skill set in audio engineering and computers, we would greatly appreciate having somebody who can help us push the content out better and faster, because we just enjoy recording and talking about security and having our random squirrel thoughts, which I actually didn't think about until the other week about our whole squirrel thoughts and then the irony behind it. And I got so much shit from it from Mr. Miner, or Cletus as everyone knows him, about the whole matter. Yeah, what he doesn't know is, because he let me do some dog sitting the other week, that I still have the key to his house. And I know where, if I run out of toilet paper, I'm going to get toilet paper. He may not, and that's his mistake for going out of state and leaving me with a key, because I will quickly take his stash. As previously mentioned, we're trying to crank out more content for you guys. So with this being a mini episode, we did talk about it in some previous recordings, but I think those were files became corrupt and aren't going to be made to the public, which, sad to say, but sad fact of the life of the matter. And we're just going to go from there. So yeah, you know, everyone's within this like kind of quarantine, and it's sad fact of life, and just got to power through it. One day it's going to blow over. If not, shit's going to get real weird, and the people with bulk ammo, which is going, you know, even I was actually in Sportsman's the other day and was really surprised that ammo was kind of out of stock and that they were starting to limit people on how much ammo you could take. And the other thing too, is it's like the one time it's like it pays to have a weird caliber. So like 10 millimeter is a weird caliber in my opinion. But guess what? You can find ammo still. Like, you guys suck. Personally, me, we're playing a lot of, me and the roommates playing a lot of, having a quality bonding time, and currently playing a lot of Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 on PlayStation 3, which we're actually starting to have some tech difficulties there too, which is kind of funny, but we all know it's coming and we're all prepared for it. And let me just make a joke about it. So yeah, you know, yeah, things are getting weird. We're gonna keep trying. We're gonna try this format out for a little bit. Like I said, Tim's out of town. I don't know when he's going to return. Kind of since everything's gone remote, we're able to. He's off with Mrs. Cletus out of state visiting their family, and we'll see when they come back. So he's actually going to get to hear this with you guys, which is a big deal because he's not in control, and it's going to be interesting to see what his thoughts and comments are. He didn't know this was coming. He did have to set up the password, as we all know. I'm not the most computer literate person. Although the audio has taken me like 4 times longer to like figure out and set up to ensure that I'm doing it right. Don't worry, those are just allergies, people. I'm quite okay. Anyway, although I've been pooping a lot, just random thoughts here. So yeah, you know, the one thing I do want to give a shout out to is Vet TV. Given everyone the whole quarantine that they got, everyone's got basically on, we are, I downloaded for $60. You don't pay for the app, but like you pay for the subscription service is Vet TV. If you're a U.S. veteran, I highly recommend it's worth the $60. The humor in there is right up our alley. I can, even though like a lot of it's like, Army and Marine Corps, there's still a lot me as the Navy guy, I like connect with, and I'm like, oh yeah, like I get that. Like I can understand where, they got that idea and things like that. So I definitely want to give a shout out, because although I do want more content, because I have a feeling at this rate of boredom I have going on with this quarantine stuff, I'm going to blow through all your guys' stuff and be like, hurry up, crank out some more like material, because yeah, boredom and binge watching and multitasking are pretty easy when you're in quarantine. Or, well, I don't want to say I'm in quarantine. The whole world's in quarantine. So yeah, we're, you know, shit's weird. But yeah, the other thing that's weird is not going to Texas Roadhouse after this mini episode. And granted, it's like, because I don't know if they're, what their precautions or plans are to deal with this whole virus bullshit. But they aren't open for lunch. On weekends, they are. And the sad part is I don't even have to Google to know that that's what they do. So that's how frequent we go there. What else can I tell you guys without giving too much away? We're just going to keep this one kind of short. Like I said, check out our Anchor page. We are on Apple Podcasts and many other platforms and Spotify. Please check us out. Give a comment, like, share, send us our thoughts. Oh, going back to Vet TV real quick. Sorry to our friends from the land down under. You can't, you're probably not going to understand it or sympathize with it as much as a U.S. military veteran, but we appreciate our friends from the land down under. I do know that Outback does lunch, so maybe I'll go to Outback. We'll see. Anyway, as always, this is Brutus, and I will see you guys on the flippity flip.
'Cletus and Brutus here. You guys want to help support the podcast? You can do it in multiple ways.
You can share, like, or if you feel inclined to donate, you can help us grow and create a better product.
Actually, there's multiple ways that you guys can donate. You can go on to anchor.fm/Cletus-Brutus/support, and you can choose from one of three monthly contribution options. That's 99 cents, 4.99, or $9.99. Or you guys can go to patreon.com/twohowlingdogs and donate there. And there's even more tiers. And there's even more options. And behind the scene bloopers, rough cuts, and many, many more stupid things that come out of Brutus's mouth. And we can have a whole entire effing time about it.
It's all exclusive content just for you guys.
So, if you guys want to show some support for the podcast, hit us with that like, share, or even that fantastic legendary person that you are, hit us with that
donation.
Hey, Hey you.
You talking to me?
No, I'm talking to them.
Are you talking to them?
Yeah. Did you know that they can leave an audio message for us and that they would be able to steer the conversation and talk and help steer our stupid rants?
Ah, shit, man. Like, this is awesome. So everyone should go check out anchor.fm/Cletus-Brutus/message. That is anchor.fm/Cletus-Brutus/message.
You guys should go do that right now.